Yes, sir. You know, I don't know what I'm doing, but God does.
You figure it out.
So I'm trying to figure it out as I go. I'm new to this, so bear with me. Caleb said Bailey requested Born to Fly, so I think we kind of have to. So we'll do that.
That's a good one.
I found it earlier, and I think I lost it. We're getting there. Nope. We got a testimony.
216.
Thank you.
Bless Brother Skyler. I know it takes a lot to get in front of the group, and I can appreciate not having the words there and not knowing the song. So I just wanted to get up and thank God for another opportunity to be here. You know, we could all be doing other things, but this is where I want to be when the word is coming forth. It is nothing like being in the house of God. And that Sunday message has been on my heart all week long.
Amen.
All week long. The pastor just made it so clear to me that there is one God, and we are serving him, and he's real.
Amen.
He's real, and I just want to obey his word. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
This is big for me. Amen. Okay. So, I didn't want to come up here, but God said to come speak in front of the bride.
Amen.
And bless you guys.
Amen.
So, earlier this week, you know, I know you guys know that I'm cleaning the church. This February or this month. Earlier this week, I got hit with, oh, we got mandatory overtime Saturday. I'm like, oh. So I had a promise that I would come and clean. I put a vacation day in. But today, my supervisor came up to me and he said, somebody on another department wants to take your place and work overtime Saturday. So I get my, not only that, I get to bless, you know, the bride of cleaning, but I also get my vacation day back to spend it with my kids. So, or whatever he wants me to do with that vacation day, because he did give it back to me. So. But I can't wait to hear what the Lord has to say tonight.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. That works. Born to Fly. Let's sing Born to Fly.
Amen.
What's it like to be an eagle and to fly? What's it like to leave the nest and soar the sky?
Well, I
don't know just how it feels, but someday something telling me I was born to fly. I can feel my spirit getting ready to spread its wings. I'm gonna leave this world behind for better things. And very soon I'll say goodbye. I'm gonna wing my sky. Let's all get ready to leave. I was born to fly. And like newness of life has fettered me,
and my
soul has longed so much to be set free. But no house of clay can hold me when he comes in clouds of glory.
When I hear him call my name,
I'm gonna fly away. And I can feel my spirit getting ready to spread its wings. I'm gonna leave this world behind for better days. Very soon I'll say goodbye.
Amen.
I come here. First, I want to give all honor and praises to the Lord. I am so grateful and so thankful to be here. It's been 6 weeks. 22 was a very challenging year to lead to come into 2023. My husband and I, we went through some challenging medical times, but the Lord brought us through. He brought us through. And I am so grateful. And I don't know what I'm going to say, but I know it's on my heart to share with you all. I've listened to the message. Pastor Moore talked about leadership, having the ability. Thank you, sweetheart. Having the ability to be able to hear, to listen, and follow.
Amen.
Brother Jeremiah and Brother Jay talked about God has a provided way.
Amen.
Also, we had a guest speaker, and he says that if you love Jesus, you won't hurt him. And
that's
I don't
right,
have
right.
no desire to hurt Jesus. Well,
please.
Then Pastor Moore talked about marriage and divorce. And I have to say, I listened to Brother Brandon talk, and it was hard to take in. But you know what? After everything that was said by the ministers, and I have to say this, Pastor Moore talked about grace and truth.
Yeah.
Everything that these ministers shared, I had to say amen to it, because it was nothing but the truth. And I am so appreciative of my brothers and my sisters and the guidance that I get here. And I have to say, some of my sisters and brothers, they read spiritual messages, and it lifted my spirits so much.
Amen.
I am just so grateful and thankful. But I need to just share something. If you just give me a moment, I forgot to bring my Bible.
Sure. Amen, Lord bless you.
Amen, amen.
Praise him. Amen. Oh. God is worthy. Amen.
I heard Pastor Moore. I heard him
Amen.
Loud and clear, and I want to edify my brothers and sisters.
Yes.
And I had it right here.
Amen.
Do you mind helping me? Psalms 33.
Amen.
God is wonderful.
Yes.
Great. And I tell you, He brought me here. He brought me here. I want to edify this with my brothers and sisters. It says here. No, honey, this is not it. I'm so sorry. It's Psalms 33.
Isn't that Psalm 33?
No. That's Isaiah. I'm sorry.
I have glasses on.
You're okay. Amen. You're all right. God is going to get us through this.
That's right.
Yeah.
Amen.
Okay. Okay. It is so important, young people, anything that you do in life, give God the glory.
Amen.
Okay? Amen. In Psalm 33, it says, sing joyfully to the Lord, you righteous. It is fitting for the upright to praise him. Praise the Lord with the harp. Make music to him on that 10-string lyre.
Uh-huh.
Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully and shout for joy. For the word of the Lord is right and true.
Amen.
He is faithful in all that he does. The Lord loves righteousness and justice.
The earth is full of his unfailing love. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made. Their starry hosts by the breath of his mouth. He gathers the waters of the sea into the jar. He puts the keep into the storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the people of the world reverence him. For he spake, and it came to be. He commanded, and it stood firm. The Lord foils the plans of the nation. He thwarts the purposes of the people. But the plans of the Lord stand firm forever. The purpose of his heart through all generation. Important. Blessed is the nation whose God is in the Lord, the people he chose for his inheritance. From heaven, the Lord looks down and he sees all mankind. From his dwelling place, he watches all who lives here on earth. He who forms the hearts of all, who considers everything they do. No king is saved by the size of his army. No warrior escapes by his great strength. A horse is a vain hope for deliverance, despite all the great strength it cannot save. But the eyes of the Lord are on those who fear him, on those who hope is in his unfailing love, to deliver them from death and keep them alive in famine. We wait in hope for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. In him our hearts rejoice, for we trust in his holy name. May your unfailing love rest upon us, O Lord, even as we put our hope in you. And I just want to say, God, thank you for everything that you have done for each and every one of us.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Well, what I got out of that was, we serve a great God.
Amen. Amen.
I don't know. Just imagine, back way back when, before we were just a thought in his mind, he was already thinking about us for this day, making a way for us to be able to be equipped to get the dead up. I mean, you know, when the bride sees this, or when Revelation says that blessed are they that readeth and understands, heareth, mm-hmm. understands yeah, exactly. the prophecies in this book,
right.
that's us.
That's us.
Yeah. We're here. The time is at hand.
Yes,
well, the time's at hand. You know, if you guys weren't born yesterday, and I know you guys weren't, we know the time's at hand.
Amen.
So we're just waiting to get the dead up.
Amen.
And like I said last week, it just clicked. You know, it's yeah, we're going to go through our everyday daily grind. But that's, you know, that's what we got to do. But the most important thing we can do is get the dead up. That's our job.
Yeah.
Nothing else is getting in the way of the bride getting the dead up. We're just waiting, you know, for that knot. Yeah, I know it's on when I see my loved one. When I see my loved one in person, I know it's on. And I'll just be rejoicing. And I know I'll see
Amen.
You all there too. Amen.
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 I'm very, very excited to be here. You know, I was sitting there thinking, I've grown up in this, I've known one God, but Sunday's message just really cleared it up for me. One God, that same God that created the earth, that was in Jesus, is in me.
Amen.
You know, and I was,
this
is not just another Wednesday service. That's not just Skylar sitting there. That's not just people testifying. This is God speaking to God.
No,
and I expect God to speak through my husband,
right,
you know, and
right,
I just,
right.
I was getting really excited. You know, God's reading me a scripture. You know, I get so excited. Amen. We have something so amazing here. I don't want to ever take it for granted.
That's
I don't
right,
want to ever
right.
just come here and it's another Wednesday service. Every service is exciting, and I expect God every time. And God is in me, and it's just that whole oneness. It's just God and God and God one God everywhere. And it just, it really clicked with me. And I've been enjoying Sunday night services. Like I've said before, I never read the Bible. I've never read the scriptures. I just came and I heard Brother Moore and I said, amen, you know. But, you know, there wasn't a time for it. Now there's time for it, you know, and I'm getting into it. And I'm really enjoying it. It's a beautiful thing, you know. And I just get so excited when I see how much it runs. You know, it's just, it is amazing to me. And I never want to take any service, any time with God for granted.
And I was thinking about Sunday, too, there a little bit, you know. You know, I've heard the Godhead preached forever, you know, and just every different way. But, you know, something, you know, to understand the Godhead, you got to not only know where he dwells, but you got to know what he's doing.
Right.
You know, or you'll miss him still.
Amen.
You know, like I said Sunday night, you know, the critic will come up and say, well, if you're God, empty out the hospitals. Well, it's not the time for that, you know. There was a time when Jesus went into the city and he healed all their sick. You know, that was an expression there. Today is not the time for it, but it doesn't belittle God. You know, and then Brother Moore was talking about how that, you know, he's a father and he's a grandfather.
Right.
But he wasn't that all at once. There come a time when he expressed that, you know, when he was 3 years old, he wasn't a father, you know, when he was a father, he wasn't a grandfather yet. But there come a time and to see God, how he has expressed himself since the Garden of Eden. You know, he's been unfolding himself in every age and fulfilling his scripture. You know, and they said something, you know, a few years ago, Brother Childers said, he said, you know, every scripture in the Bible doesn't apply to me. And it really doesn't.
Right.
You know, there's certain scriptures apply to me, certain scriptures don't. Certain scriptures are already fulfilled.
Yeah.
Certain scriptures are yet to be fulfilled.
Right.
But there's certain scriptures that I fulfill.
Right.
And, you know, and that's God in me.
Amen.
And the difference, you know, this being the fullness, you know, this another day of the Son of Man, is we know all things. We know the whole Word of God. We can look all the way back and see what he has done, see what he's going to do, see what he's doing right now. And, you know, and that just opened up to me so much more. Because that always kind of bothered me, you know. Well, God's in you, you should be able to do. No. You do what God's planned for this day. That's all you can do. That's all God will do.
Amen.
You can have a big old prayer line if you want, like Brother Branham, but ain't the day for that. That was a certain scripture and a certain purpose. But now we get the dead up, you know. And Brother Locke was telling me last night, he said, well, that's yet to be fulfilled. I said, yes, it is. In other words, we're still guessing. Right. We said, well, it might be today, might be tomorrow, next week. Looks like. But, you know, that's all just guessing until he reveals it. Yeah. And that's been in every day. But I think back, you know, in the garden, of, you know, when he finished it, and he said it was finished, you know, and it was good. You know, every seed was planted, laying in the ground. Everything, it was in place. And you just sit back and watch it all unfold for the next 6,000 years. And I'm thinking, Lord, you're a great God. And that helps me just a little bit more to see that God's got it. Helps me a little bit more to see that, you know, God does dwell in me. You know, and he expresses himself every single day. You know, Brother Bram said, with every heartbeat, he lives out through us. So it's not an effort to be God. It's not an effort to believe the word.
Amen.
It's real to me. It's perfect to me. Amen.
I'm giving honor to God to be here in the house of God tonight. It's a privilege to be in the congregation of the blessed in this hour, to know what he's doing and to be part of it. One thing that stood out to me this week, I've been reading the Church Ages book, I'm not done, but what stood out to me was something that Brother Moore had said. He said how that I had broke a clock the other day. It was one of his daddy's clock. I pulled it off the piano. But I didn't want to tell him because I knew how much it meant to him. And, you know, so I didn't say nothing. And he was going on, and I was scared to say anything about it. Do you know, without me saying a word to him, he said, this happened. I said, I can't get away with nothing. Why? Now, this is what, and the reason I said that was this. Brother Branham had said that the sign of the Son of Man was discerning the hearts. And then Sarah was back behind the tent, and Abraham was out talking to the Lord, and it was a trick because he was looking like an ordinary man. And Sarah heard him say about having a son, and she laughed. She didn't laugh out loud. She laughed in her heart. Mm-hmm. But if this is the thing I took away from this, God is here. You don't have to say it out loud. Right. He's seeing your heart. He's looking right through you just like your piece of glass.
That's right. Amen.
And it makes you know that this is the day of the Son of Man.
Sure. Amen.
Okay, all that said, you know I love this. And so I'm going to give a praise report now. Okay, I'm going to shift gears. Last year, y'all celebrated with me as I received, I was part of an exhibition at a place I never thought I'd be, the Dayton Art Institute. And that was last year. So we've come on around. And so this year, I was sitting around the couch. I entered another show. And I have a piece that has been accepted in the Museum of Science and Industry in Chicago. So wearing the t-shirt, got the t-shirt. Okay. So that being said, the Lord's doing what he wants to do to this body. It's not like anybody else's. So that being said, we request prayers. I'm grabbing Sister Judy, Sister Belinda, and Sister Renee, and we're going to sashay out of here to Chicago in the morning and attend the artist reception tomorrow night. So y'all be in prayer for us. Amen. And if you want to catch my interview with WHIO, it's on Channel 7. It's going to be tomorrow in the morning and in the evening. Amen. I give him all the praise.
Amen. Amen. You know, I'm excited too, Elise. I've been thinking about this thing, the past messages I've been hearing here. It's like I get at least one golden nugget every time I come.
Oh, yes.
And I don't see how somebody could come here and just say, well, it's just the same thing over and over again.
Right.
And I'm tired of it, and it's not that spectacular. Mm-hmm. This is the greatest thing since sliced bread. You know, this is like looking in the eyes with someone you've fallen in love with. You know, you can't explain it. You can't hardly put it into words. It's just amazing.
That's right.
And I'm thankful for this, you know, and I'm thankful for being nervous because I think it tells me that I take this serious. I care about this. If I didn't care, I wouldn't be nervous at all.
That's right.
You know, and I think about my own testimony looking back. I walked in the door, tried to hide in the back, didn't want to be called out, didn't want anybody to know I played bass even. Now I'm up here leading songs.
Amen. Right.
Still don't know what I'm doing. Like I said, God does. So I love this thing. So let's sing Come Into His House.
Amen.
Yes.
We are coming to his house and gathered in his name to worship him. We are coming to his house and gathered in his name to worship him. We are coming to his house and gathered in his name to worship Christ. Our Lord, let us worship.
lift up holy hands. Let us lift up holy hands, magnify his name, and worship him. Let us lift up holy hands, magnify his name, and worship him. Righteousness. He is all my righteousness. I stand complete in him and worship him. Yes, he is all my righteousness. I stand complete in him. Worship him. Yes, he is all my righteousness. Stand complete him and worship Christ our Lord. Let us worship him. One more time, we've come to this house. Yes, we have come into this house. We're gathered in his name to worship him. We have come into this house, gathered in his name to worship him. Him. Yes, we are gathered in his house, gathered in his name to worship Christ our Lord. Let us worship him, Jesus Christ our
Dear God, thank you for your many blessings. You're worthy of our praise, Lord. Thank you for the testimonies and the uplifting words, Lord, that we've heard. It's always a blessing. Lord, thank you for another opportunity to be here tonight, to see you face to face, to hear you speak to us, Lord. And as we always say, we ask that you have your way. Lord, we trust that it'll be edifying and it'll be exactly what we need, because you know what we need, Lord. And move me out of the way and just speak to us. Touch your bride, Lord. Be with Sister Moore and friends as they travel to Chicago. And we ask that you continue to touch Brother James. And still think about Sister Anna, Lord. We haven't stopped thinking about that. Lord, we know you're more than able to do it. And we ask that you take care of it. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for everything you've done for us. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and ask. Amen. You may be seated. It's good to be here this evening. And good to see everybody. And in the way of announcements, you know, at the beginning of the year when we was coming up the list, I thought, man, we'll start the year a little bit slow. And that did not come true. And that's a good thing. We're a very active church, and that's a good way to be. It means we're alive. But next Wednesday, or actually before next Wednesday, this Sunday, 6:30, come on over to the house and enjoy some fellowship, and we'll have a good time, and there will be no service Sunday evening. We'll have service Sunday morning, of course. And then Wednesday, next Wednesday, a week from today, my dad comes up and preaches for us. And then the Sunday after that, we travel to Brother Peterson's church that Sunday morning,
And we're going to be leaving here at 9 a.m., so keep that in mind. When we get everybody here, we'll get people in cars and get ourselves going. So get here just a little bit early for us. And after that, we got more things coming. We've got a baby shower coming up. We got Easter service coming up. We got Brother Morris traveling coming up. So we got a lot going on. So thank God, because it's better to be doing something than sitting at home and being idle. He's a moving God. So it's good to be here. Like you've been enjoying services. This is my partner in crime, Brother James. Yeah. But glad he's taking care of himself. Sometimes that's what we're supposed to do, is take care of ourselves and rest. Sometimes that's God's answer too. And I was thinking today, I was telling Elise, it put me in mind, because normally a night like tonight, I would thought, well, I preached last Wednesday. James and I, we believe in sharing. I said he'd preach, but I want to help the guy out, because he's helped me out. And I was remembering, you know, this would kind of be funny to us now, but we were living together, and we'd get sick here and there, and we'd make each other soup and help each other along the way and take care of each other and been good friends. And in a lot of ways, he's taken more care of me than I've ever taken care of him. He's been so good to me, but I'm glad to be able to try to help Brother James out. But we want him back strong and healthy, and we believe God's touching him. I know today we were texting a little bit. He's a little bit more active today, so I know he's getting better. So we keep him in our prayers. It's good to be here and join the services. We got a baptism the night after the service, so I'm going to attempt to, Lord willing, to make this be fast enough so we don't keep you here till 11. But you know what? If God wants to stay here till 11, you better believe it. We'll do it. We're going to let him have his way. So we're going to relax about that. But I guess as a human, it's good to have goals sometimes. But I want to jump into this thing. You know, I was studying this week a little bit. And you know, as a preacher, the man part, once again, you're thinking, Lord, I can't do this. You got to give me the inspiration. Of course, I took notes Sunday and was inspired some things. But you're always saying, Lord, I want to give something that's going to help. But I don't, you know, this isn't intellectualism. I'm not up here tonight because I went to college to be a preacher. I'm not up here to give you some great representation because I'm so knowledgeable. I'm up here of the mercy and grace of God, and I have a revelation. It's not that I'm not equipped, but it's a gift of God, and he knows what we need to hear. And I'm not up here just to preach, to say I checked the box to preach. I want to say something, and it's God saying it that's going to help. It needs to edify, because that's what Ephesians 4 even says, that the fivefold ministry is given for. It's the perfection of the saints, but edification of the body. It's to help. And that's really all of our job. If you read on that scripture, it talks about us edifying one another in love. You know, our testimonies edify, our songs edify, our help to one another edify. And so I want it to edify and not just be knowledge. And so I got a scripture here. It got me thrilled this week looking at it. And I'll read the scripture first. I'll give you my title. And it's a very common title. That's why I kind of chuckle. But turn with me to Colossians. It's in the New Testament, Paul's writing. Going to give you a minute there. We're going to do chapter 1. Going to do verse 12 is where I'm going to start and do a little bit of reading here, and then we'll get to preaching. I want to give a witness. Giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Now we're getting to where I wanted to get to. Who is the image of the invisible God? You know, we ask that question, will we see God? God is Elohim. Elohim, you know, God's object of worship. You'll never see that spirit. But he's got to take on a form, you know. But Jesus, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. Amen. For by him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him.
That's right.
And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. That's powerful. Now, that's not, I'm not going to stop. I got more reading to do, but God created everything.
Yes.
And we said it plenty of times here. There's nothing new on the face of the earth that God did not put here when he created the earth. Man has taken it and manipulated it and changed it and done things with it. But there's nothing new on the earth that God didn't put here. And we wouldn't even consist if it wasn't for him. Now, verse 18, and he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead. See, it starts with Christ here. It talks about Christ, but Christ wanted to get into a church. He's the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. Now, Brother Branham read on down further. I'm going to stop there. My title tonight is Christ is the Mystery of God Revealed. Now, I'm not up here just to read a book and read it word for word. I am not up here. We've heard Christ's Mystery of God Revealed. But after I heard what Brother Moore and the way he preached this Sunday, I couldn't think of a better title. Because this God, you know, I was thinking, and many of you are saying your testimony, so it means we all have the same thought. You know, people have God as really, in one sense, a lot of people, not all people, they use him as a Ouija board. They have no clue who he is. They don't really even concern themselves with his purpose. They just think of a God somewhere, floating somewhere, that when they have a need, and God bless them, so it's not that it's altogether bad, because I know that I can't heal my loved one. If I need somebody healed, I'm going to go ask God too. But that's all he is to some people. Oh, I need him all of a sudden. Let me go ask him. But they don't understand him really. They don't concern themselves with what he's trying to accomplish. You said it right, Brother Deskins. It's not just who God is, but you got to know what he's trying to do too. Because if you don't know what he's trying to do, you're going to miss him. But people don't really know who he is, care who he is. They just think of him when they have a need a lot of time. Now, there's churchgoers that try to do more than that, but in general, that's how the world views God. I go to work every day, and they know a little bit that I have a pretty serious relationship with God. But to them, it's just something that's a part-time thing. But he's more to us than that. We are blessed to not just call it a term God, but we actually know who he is. We'll get to it, but Christ revealed him to us. He made him really fully known to us. Now, what you got to realize, and here's the first thing we always say about God, and I'm going to just go a little slow here, is before he was God, he was Elohim. And that bothers people to even say that. What do you mean he wasn't God? God's an object of worship. And at one point in eternity, before time even started, he was just a self-existing spirit. But he wanted to be something. He wanted to be God. So he made angels. And angels are used for other things too, but one of the things the angels did was able to worship him. And then he became God. But he's always been self-existing. And we use the term sometimes interchangeably, but we like to describe it. I say God, it's Elohim. I say Elohim, it's God. You just got to know what you're talking about. But God had an idea, a thing he wanted to be. He was a little bit like we are. You know, I was thinking like you're describing, Brother Deskins. When I was 3 years old, I wasn't a father. But you know what was in me to be a father? I'm still not a grandfather. It's potentially in me to be a grandfather. At 3 years old, I was a brother. But maybe I wasn't a husband. But it was in me. And God was like that. He had things about him. Things he wanted to be. Things he wanted to manifest. And he couldn't do that as just a great spirit floating around somewhere that was invisible. In the beginning part of Christ's the Mystery of God Revealed, Brother Branham even says that this great, mysterious God that was floating into all time, covered all time and space, we couldn't understand him like that. He would have had to work himself down to human flesh. And that's exactly what God did. And what's so great about it, we're talking about one God, it's been the same God the entire time. Jesus was the image of God. Wasn't this different God? He was the same exact God, just in a different form, manifesting God. Brother Branham used the term because it's a Greek term, and you realize the Bible
was in Greek. The New Testament had some Greek in it. And the word's morphe. Right. And he explained what that word meant. It was God changing his form or changing his mask. Right. Yes. And that's all God's been doing.
Amen.
It's not a second God or a third God or a fourth God. It's been the same God the entire time, just expressing himself, trying to accomplish a certain job.
Right.
At a certain time.
Yeah.
But it's the same God every time.
Amen.
And Brother Branham was, I love how he was simple. Not simple like I'm putting him down. He just explained things to us so we could understand it.
Right.
He went recently to his daughter, was in a play.
Yeah, right.
You know, sometimes I just throw this in here. I read the message and I forget things because I've been around so many legalists.
Yeah.
You know, wouldn't even let you in a play anymore. They think that's not bad, you know, and I'm not justifying going to all anything, but I just think people have been so legalistic, you can't move. And Brother Branham preaching, my daughter was in a play, and I thought, we missed that, you know.
He
let her be active a little bit. He let her get involved a little bit. It's okay, you know. But anyhow, she was in a play, and he was saying there was one character that had four roles. Same actor. Come out dressed as one character. Go behind the curtain, come out and dress in another character. Same person, just playing a different job, a different role. That's all God's been doing. There's not two gods, three gods. It's the same God the entire time. He just showed up to accomplish what he needed to accomplish. It was God in the burning bush when he appeared to Moses. It was no less then. It was God as Melchizedek when he appeared to Abraham. It was God in the fiery furnace when he was with the three down there, and they looked down, and all of a sudden they seen the fourth.
Yes.
It was God as the captain of hosts when they got across Jordan. And but you notice, why was he captain of hosts that time? That's what he needed to be.
Yes.
They were fighting.
Right.
He got in character.
Amen.
He said, we can do this.
Amen.
We're going to take over.
Amen.
That's all God's been doing.
Yes.
He's got roles he's been playing based upon the need of the time or what he's trying to accomplish.
Yes.
And he's been doing that all the time.
Amen.
But what's so great about it, the reason why he's doing it, he's been working on a purpose the whole time.
Yes.
Been working himself down.
Amen.
Starting to show himself. Starting to express himself.
Right, right.
But the one point I want to make, but he couldn't fully be expressed and express everything he was going to be until he got in the fullness of the Godhead bodily in Jesus Christ.
That's right.
You say, what do you mean? He could be a father
to
Adam and Eve, and he was. But you know what he couldn't be? A savior. He had to die. He had to get in a body.
Right.
He needed Jesus. That's what he used him for. So all I'm trying to say is God uses forms to accomplish his purpose for what he's trying to get done.
Right.
It doesn't make it be two gods, three gods. It's one God just working on things that he knows he needs to accomplish to get to his purpose.
Amen.
Oh, that helps me.
Amen.
Now, you know, I don't really altogether change forms like God changed form. I'm not in a pillar of fire one day. I'm in this body. But I was just thinking about it. Keep it simple for me. I think about my dad. When their grandparents, they come acting in a little different way than when they were parents. You know, when I go to work, I dress a certain way for work. When I'm at home working on Saturday, I don't care hardly what I put on. I ain't putting on my nice stuff. I'm putting on stuff, I'm going to get dirty, and I have a reason, I have a purpose. Because I'm outside, I'm going to be in the mud. These clothes can be ruined, but you know what? When I'm going to work, I try to put on my better clothes, because that's what they expect from me.
Sure.
That's no different than what God does, and he's been doing since the start of time.
Amen.
People read a scripture out of context, like Brother AJ was saying Sunday, and Brother Bram told us, and they read one little scripture, and they try to make two gods, three gods, but that's not how it works. There's one God.
Amen.
Period. And all he's been doing is changing his form.
That's right.
But I want to get to Christ for a minute. Because that was God's first fold of his threefold purpose. No matter how many of those stories that I give you in the Old Testament, those are just God working his way, condescending down until he could show up as Jesus Christ and for the first time the fullness of the Godhead bodily manifesting in front of people in human flesh. But that's what God wanted to do. Oh, that gets me excited. It wasn't a second God. It was the very God himself finally coming down saying, I've arrived and I can manifest to you the full word of God and let you know who I am. That's what Christ was. He was the full manifestation of God. He was the first fold of God's threefold purpose. Christ said, lo, I come in the volume of the book. Just to drive this home, because Brother Bram said, every one of those Old Testament prophets, they were just typing Jesus. The Psalms were talking about Jesus. And when Jesus showed up on the scene, that was God fully manifesting. It was God in the pillar of fire. It was God in Melchizedek. It was God in the burning bush. But the thing that Brother Bram was driving home, the fullness had showed up. God was fully revealed. God was fully able to show himself. He had, in order to do that, he worked himself down as the Son of Man, the Word made flesh.
Amen.
You see, why is this you driving this point home? Because I'm going to tell you something that stuck out to me. Is I won't say we, I'll put myself in it. I'll just talk to myself. We can think of God sometimes floating up here, go to our prayer closet, but he's actually standing right in front of us. Talking to us. Brother Moore was driving that home. He said, in the beginning was the Word.
Yes.
And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. And we'll still have God here. In every service, he's preaching word upon word upon word, standing right in front of us, on our hands every single day or every single service, talking to us, communicating to us. And we're believers and we understand that. But most people miss God. Standing right in front of them. You know what? If those Sadducees and Pharisees got to see a light like this, they'd have fell down and probably worshipped it. You know, if they had seen some miracle cloud in the air show up, they'd have been like, okay, I can see God. They knew what God had done. But when he showed up in human flesh, speaking to him face to face, saying, this day this scripture is fulfilled before your very ears, they missed him. But thank God, believers don't miss him.
Amen.
We recognize him. We see him right when he shows up. He starts talking to us. We say, that sounds like God. And I know I'm jumping around, but the whole time God's his word. And what Jesus was the word made flesh. He was the very fullness of the word standing right before him, and people missed.
Amen.
Same God, changed his tent one more time, but this time, instead of just doing a partial work, he come down and says, I'm going to show you who I am.
Amen.
He was Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. He was the fullness of the Godhead bodily, manifesting God for the people. And you know, I always say, even as a kid, I said, my son does it. It's why Luke's saying, will we see God? You're curious as a kid. Who is God? What does God look like? Can I see him? Can I touch him? And we didn't have a clue how to do that, but you know what we do today?
Amen.
We understand how God works.
Amen.
And the reason why we did is because he's condescended, gotten human flesh, and the very first fold of that was the Lord Jesus Christ himself.
Amen.
Not a different God. Same one.
Amen.
For it pleased the Father that in him should the fullness dwell. He was in all of it. He said, lo, I come in the volume of the book. Search the scriptures. You think you know, but they're they that testify of me. God was right, standing right in front of them. Oh, let me read a couple quotes here about this. Because I got to get him to the bride. Let me get down here to the first one. This is Christ, the mystery of God revealed. What was Jesus manifested for? That was a question Brother Bram asked. To show God. He was God. He had to be. No man could die. No prophet could die. He was God. He was the God of the prophets. He was the prophets. He was the king. He was the history. He was he that was to come, he that was, he that is, and he that's to be in this day. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever, and was manifested for that purpose. And through that purpose, he's achieved the church, and we'll get into that in a minute. But the point I wanted to read there was Jesus showed up to express God.
Amen.
The same God. Is there one God? Is there two God? It was the same God. So much so in Jesus, he says, I'm going to manifest my fullness. I'm going to have the fullness of the word on the scene and tell, show people who I am. And he was on the scene doing that and manifesting God, and the believers caught him and the unbelievers missed him. Always use that little woman at the well. Thank God she recognized God. She had a bad life, we know, a record that people put her down. But when the Messiah showed up in front of her and started talking to her, she said, you, the house didn't bother. He's probably dirty. He's walking around in sandals, feet probably dirty. You think God show up in something bigger than that, but here he was standing there, love, mercy, and grace. To the point he said, you'll never thirst again if you get what I have. But she recognized him. God standing right before her. And the Sadducees, think about it, they had, knew the scrolls. Knew them better than she did, probably, as far as memorization. Because they had studied them and been in the temple. And they would have had more on outward expression what looked good. Because they weren't allowed to have flaws in their life like other people were, or they would have not been in the role that they were in. But here the same God was standing in front of them. And they missed him, Brother Dustin. Because they were just waiting on God to show up like that. When the whole time God's purpose was to get in Christ so that he could fully manifest himself. All that was in God was poured into Christ. And before I leave him, Brother Bram said he's the principal theme of the entire Bible. He said if you read the Bible and can't find Jesus Christ in it, read it again in every verse because it has to be him. And you know why you can say that? Is that scripture, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh, and what did we call him? Jesus Christ. And Brother Brandon was preaching because there was a man in the crowd, we know it quite well, he believed in two gods. He didn't even go to three, but he wanted to separate the Son from the Father. And Brother Brandon even called him out by name in that service. He says, you can't get two. There's only one. The same God that created heaven and earth is the same one that was in Jesus Christ, fulfilling and manifesting the fullness of the word in the hour in which he lived in. Principal theme of the entire Bible. That's what's so great about it. It's all back to Jesus Christ. It's all back to God's purpose of trying to become one with man. I know that, maybe I haven't driven that home enough. That same guy that was a spirit, his whole job was, I want a fellowship. I want to be a mankind. I want to be able to look at somebody and fellowship right with them. He couldn't do it as a spirit. He could have done it in his way in some ways, but the way he wanted to do it was to get in human flesh. Same God the whole time, just changing his mask, finally showed up to manifest his fullness. Now, it didn't stop there. Here's the other point I want to make. Brother Moore says it all the time. The Godhead, you don't really fully understand it unless you can put yourself right there in it. Oh, that first fold had to happen before we could ever think about a second fold. He had to come and play that role and die at Calvary so he could build a church. But the rest of that scripture in Colossians didn't stop at Jesus. It said he was the head of the body, the church, that he might have the preeminence in it. Oh, there was a second fold. God didn't just want to dwell in one man. He wanted a many-member bride body.
Right.
Oh, the same God that we're saying is one, and he is one, didn't just stop at Jesus Christ. He says, I'm going to break myself off and put it in a many-membered bride body.
Right.
And he's worked himself down in the Son of God age, and they understood God in part, and it was God the whole time.
Sure.
It's like you're saying, that what if the Son of Man age is? We just understand.
Right.
We have the full understanding. We have the full word of God.
Yeah.
But God's working him down until he had a body built. And what did he do again? He condescended and got in human flesh one more time.
Yes.
This time, not just in the man, Jesus Christ. He got in his church. Oh, that gets me excited.
Amen.
Once, you know why it is? Like I said, I still can sometimes be a Trinitarian in my own thinking. I got God up here somewhere, floating somewhere, praying to him somewhere. Even the God I think is a miracle worker. And I know God, the Spirit's got to quicken things. Me as a man can't get in there and do anything. I know he's still got that quickener role. I'm just trying to say, I sometimes put him so far out there when he's actually right here again. The same God, this God that we were talking about Sunday, the one that Brother Moore says the one true God. He wanted to not just stop at Jesus Christ. He wanted to work himself down into a many-membered bride body. He's been on their hands, but he's really on your hands when he's looking at you face to face. When he's standing before you as the Son of Man. Jesus Christ is on your hands. And the Son of Man is just the Word in that sense. The Word is on your hands every day. That's God. And God's in his bride, in his church. I want to talk about that, but let me read how Brother Branham said something. This will get you excited. And Brother Lockett had us read a scripture in closing. At that day you shall know I'm in the Father, Father me, and I in you. This is another place Brother Branham was talking in Christ's mystery. He said, this is God's great mystery of love express. I think Brother Chris testified that God and man become one. Brother Branham's just summarizing this thing. Don't make it too hard. The whole thing is God and man one. That's what God wanted. He didn't just want to dwell up there. He wanted to work himself down. God and man one. And God and man is one here, see? What is it? Being filled with the Spirit, him having the preeminence, that was God's achievement. That's God's purpose to do that. That he might be in Christ, and Christ in us, and all of us together, one.
Amen.
Let me repeat that. God's purpose to do that, that he might be in Christ, and Christ in us, and all of us together, one.
Amen.
Oh, that's just another quote to make us part of the Godhead. The same God that wanted to work himself down to Jesus Christ didn't stop there. He says, I want a bride. I got another part of me I want to manifest. I'm both male and female in that sense. I got a feminine designation I want to be. And he's worked himself down again, Brother Lockett. And he's got into a church. And I don't feel like I can make it as real as it was to me this week. I'm seeing God every day I wake up and look at him. And sometimes I'll come in here and just hear the word and say, that was a good service. But every service, it's actually God talking to me, speaking to me face to face, talking to me face to face, giving me instructions. I'm hearing his voice. The greatest thing is telling me what I'm supposed to be doing this day and hour. And he's in us, working through us, fulfilling scripture for this day, to fulfill the job of the day, because that's what he's about is his word. And he's preaching to us and giving us what we need to do that, talking about how to get through day-to-day life. And we'll think he's off here somewhere when he's standing here tonight. Nigh thee, even in thy mouth. The word is nigh thee is what Paul said, even in thy mouth. You say, why is this important? I just want to make God so real to you.
Yeah.
Yes, he was at Elohim. He was. But that's not where he wanted to stay. He said, I want to get down and become one with man.
That's it.
And the first fold had to be Jesus Christ. He had to come first.
Yes.
He's the male. He had to be a savior. He had to give his life.
Right.
We couldn't be here without that.
Right.
But you know, there's a lot of people that can look at that. But God didn't stop there. He kept working through his church. He talked to him in every age. But what we got on the scene again now, though, is not just the part word understanding. The full word of God's on the scene again. And as he was pleased to dwell in Jesus, he's now pleased to dwell in you and I. That makes God easy to access. You don't have to go search for him and hope you're hearing from him. I was thinking this week and talk about myself. Sometimes I've made it so hard to if I've heard from God or not. And don't get me wrong. I know there's a still small voice right here, and I deal with it every day. And he talks to me every day. And that's the most important voice is the one I got on the inside of here. But sometimes what I will reject is God standing right in front of me, giving me an answer, and then I'll walk out of here and say, I wonder what God wants me to do. And God told you very clearly what He wanted you to do. And I was telling my wife, this will seem simple to you, but I just know it was God. Brother Moore and James and I, we were on a text this week. We were texting James every day, asking how he's doing. Talking about how he felt. And next thing Brother Moore did is he texted him and says, you need to rest. Now sometimes God tell you to get off, stop being lazy, and get to work. God said you need to be resting. You know what James' next word was? That's what the doctor said too. Now, I know James, I know me, I know Brother Moore, I know how we think. We all three thought the same thing at the same moment, probably. They can confirm this later. Well, we got God's answer. I don't have to guess. I don't have to go pray about it. I don't have to wonder if I should come to church or if I need to preach on Wednesday night. See, I went away and said, I know James ain't preaching on Wednesday. I got work to do because God's going to hold him to rest. Now, I could have made that hard, Brother Duskin.
Right.
I could have said, let us pray about it. Let me get the leading of the Lord. Let me go to my prayer closet. Because God knows on the human side, I'd much rather just let James get up here and preach. But I know it was very clear to me, God in flesh, you need to rest.
Amen.
Now, I would have been silly to say, James, I preached last Wednesday night, you're going to preach this Wednesday night. Oh, that's just how I feel. No, God was clear. He text.
Right.
You need to rest.
Amen.
Now, I bet you when James got that text, from that moment on, he probably just got relaxed. God has told me to rest. And you know what I did? I got unrelaxed. If he's resting, I got to work. Now, that's a simple example. But I just use it to try to express to you, God can be talking to you, giving you simple instructions, and because it didn't come from a cloud somewhere or from a pillar of fire somewhere, we think we can go to our prayer closet and get a different answer. But the Word is here. The Word made flesh is here. The same God that was in Jesus is in the bride is here. Jesus Christ on the scene again today, talking to us. Face to face, giving us answers, face to face. The same God that we were saying, is there one, two, or three, is here tonight.
Amen.
Talking to you.
Yes.
And me as a man, I could sit here and tell you, I'm just a man, I'm nobody. On one side of the coin,
sure.
I need to be saved by God.
Sure.
But on the other hand, I could sit here and say, you want to see the Father?
Right.
You look right here.
Right.
This is God's image tonight.
Amen.
That is talking to you,
right,
and preaching to you.
Amen.
And it's not, we're dominating you. I'm not talking about that. We're talking about God. We know He knows how to handle the body. You know when you got it, God, if it's cookie cutter and it's manufactured and it's just a copy, that ain't God. But when one time He'll tell somebody to get to work, stop being lazy, and next time He'll tell somebody to rest. Because you know about James, we all know him quite well. He'll wake up, go to work 7:30, 5:30. Come home, go out to dinner and fellowship with somebody. Then go to somebody's house and help them move. Then go home and realize he needs to do something there. Then 2 in the morning, somebody call and need him from the airport. And he'll drive to get him from the airport. And then he'll come home at 3 and finally go to bed. That's James. He does that better than even I do that, Brother Justin. I don't mind saying that. He's a good guy. So God can look at him. You need to rest. You're too busy. Slow down. Now, I'm not going to get off that story. I'm just using an example. But we can make it. Well, let me go pray about it. And the point I'm trying to make to you, Jesus Christ is on your hands. Oh, I have the scripture up here, but I'll save us from going and reading it. Matthew 27. Jesus was standing in front of Pilate. And Pilate asked the question, what shall I do with Jesus called Christ? And Brother Branham preached a sermon on that. He said he was on his hands. And it stuck out to me this week as I was reading a little bit of it. He says, you know, we almost want to give grace to Pilate because Pilate was trying to wash his hands of him. Because Pilate even said, I can't find no fault in him. And so he was trying to get out of having to even handle him. But Brother Bram said, nope, he can't get out of it. And it was God standing right before him. And if he recognized it as God, he would have handled him different. But he didn't handle him right. And Brother Bram said, that was Jesus Christ, God Himself on their hands back there.
Right.
He said, but Jesus Christ is here tonight.
Yeah.
Today, in this hour.
Amen.
And He's manifesting His Word for the hour.
Yes.
That's what I love about God. He's always about manifesting His Word.
Yes.
That's His purpose.
Yes.
That's His will.
Right.
He ain't really too worried about almost anything else. Right. The only time he gets in the middle of it is when it's going to get in the way of his word being fulfilled.
That's right.
He's going to make sure every I is dotted, every T is crossed. He will show up on time. There's not one word in that Bible that won't come to pass. And what God knows is I've already done justification. I've already done sanctification. God will tell you, yeah, that's history. Yeah, I had to do it. And we can't go on without it. But God says that I've already done that. I got to go to the restoration of the gifts. All the way until he's up here saying, the bride's formed now. Now I'm in the bride. And Brother Branham was saying, God's on your hands once again, church.
Yes.
And of course, back then he was dealing with a lot of denominations. And he was saying, you're like Pilate. You turned him down and went to your system. Because the Roman Catholic Church is the mother of the beast. And that beast is a murderer. It's the devil. He said they chose Barabbas back then, who was a murderer. And he said, we choose the murderer again. The denominational system, the Catholic Church, the mark of the beast. But he didn't stop there. He went down until he got it real. He got down all the way to the individual. He says, church, it's on your hands. God's here in front of you today. What are you going to do with the word? Now, that's not a scare tactic to you. You're believers. But if you don't know that if God's real in your life or not, I'm here to tell you, he's on your hands. God's standing right before you tonight talking to you. It's your choice whether you're going to accept him or not. But that's how it really is. To not accept it is to reject it. And I ain't trying to preach a fearful message. All I'm trying to make it real is what God said Sunday. Brother Moore said the word was just as much Elohim as Elohim himself. Because I went back and listened to it. The word that we're hearing, the word that's standing before us, the word that gets preached to us, that's God on our hands. And we can play with it and thank God for his grace. I understand grace, but you realize you're handling God. And to reject is to reject God. To accept is to accept God. Oh, it hit me hard on Sunday. I thought, oh, we can ask the friendly question, is there one God? Because that to me, you know, when I thought, let's study that, I thought, that's a non-controversial. The message believes in one God, see. See, there's things we preach, change of the soul, claim your loved ones. There's people in the message that debate you over that stuff. But when you're in the message and you say there's one God, unless there's some crazy group, I don't know, they're 99.9% going to say amen. Because you can find quote after quote after quote after quote after quote where Brother Branham said there's one God. So, you know, in my humble self, I thought, that's an easy topic, but it'd be good to study. Let's study one God. And God sure did study it. And it was good. But there was more in it than me just making it simple. It got so real Sunday, God says, we don't even give enough credit to the Word. And the Word's just as much God as Elohim himself. My words are spirit and life, and he's standing right before you. And you say, why are you telling me this? I'm not scaring you. I'm not trying to send you to hell. I'm just telling you and trying to remind us, because we know, we've been taught, God's talking to us every service. You can make it very easy for yourself. He's preaching to you, giving you what you need. You're feasting on the unfailing body word of the Son of Man. You don't have to go home and pray about it. You got to just know that God's standing before you. Because God's had a purpose. His first fold was to be in Jesus Christ. His second fold was to get into a church. That's the bride. That's us. And it's around the world. It's not just this one church. It's in a many-member bride body around the world. And it's connected with that body up there. But God's moving and talking through the bride. The final voice to the final age is in the bride.
Amen.
One of my favorite quotes I read to you all the time. It's the Word of God.
Yes.
Let me back up. He said, wait till the seven thunders.
Yes.
Utter their voices to that group.
Right.
Not just the one man, not just the Jesus Christ. Wait till they utter their voices to that group.
Right.
Who will take the word.
Amen.
And it'll slice and cut. He said, but when they speak, it's God speaking. It will be the word of God.
Yes.
Coming from the mouth of God.
Amen.
You realize that's what we have?
Amen.
Not just preacher.
No.
Not just pastor.
No.
Every member of this bride of Jesus Christ
right.
is manifesting God to the world.
Amen.
The only God some of the people in this world will ever see
right.
is the God in you and me.
Amen.
Oh, that same God in Morphe changes mass from pillar fire to burning bush to captain of the host to yeah. Jesus Christ. Do you realize he changes mass again and now he's in Mrs. Jesus Christ?
Yes.
And where one time the fullness dwelt in one man, now it dwells in a many-membered bride body.
That's right.
You got God. I got God. You got God. Yes. We don't have all of God in the sense of all God dwells in one person,
right,
but all elements,
yes,
of God are in me and are in you. And the same God changed his mask in the Old Testament and worked his wealth to Jesus Christ in the fullness, has worked himself to a fullness again in a many-membered bride body, and Jesus Christ is on our hands again.
Amen.
Standing right before us. And it's why you say, oh, you know, Brother Moore one time rebuked us. He said, you know, we'll just get up and say, well, I'm God. Well, there's more to this than I'm God. There's a purpose behind it. There's a meaning behind it. There's a reason why you're God. You're not just God because you can say I'm God. You're God because God wanted to be you. You're God because he wanted to work down and get in you. But here's the truth of the matter. It really does make real to me this week that how they treat me is how they treat God. How they treat you is how they treat God. It really is Jesus Christ on the hands, on the scene again, dealing with people every day. And some people aren't ordained to come in here and get born again. They're ordained to meet you out there and treat you good. And as they treat you, they treat God. Think about that. Oh, that one God we asked about, that same God is here in a many-member bride body. All that was in God was poured into Christ, and all that was in Christ was poured into God. And then let me throw a little curveball. Well, Jesus manifested God, and we manifest Jesus. And you know, some people say, well, is that two separate things? Same God the whole time. If God was poured into Jesus, and Jesus poured into us, you know what we got? God. Now, here's the thing. The reason why we use terms is because there's points in them. We're Mrs. Jesus Christ. We don't just got our own name. He's our head. He's the head of the body. So that's why he says it that way. There is a purpose in saying we're manifesting Jesus. But it ain't a different God. Not all of a sudden multiple gods. It's the same God the entire time. All in all, and one day, he's in us already, like you're saying, Brother Lockett. One day, he'll get rid of the devil and all of his followers. And then it really will be God all in all. It says the Lamb will be the light thereof.
Yes.
We'll have the pillar of fire light in the city.
Yes.
We'll have God in there sitting as Jesus. We'll have God sitting there as Jeremiah. We'll have God sitting there as Clarice. You got to put yourself in there. And I'm using the human name so you know who I'm talking about, but it's bigger than our human names. God's going to be in me. He's going to be in you. He's going to be in Jesus. He's going to be in nature. He's going to be in light. He's going to show himself. Oh, will we see God? Not in the way that you're asking, but we will see God in everything. Because he will be all in all. Because he's omnipresent. He's omniscient. He's omnipotent. He's not like us. I can't be in two bodies at the same time. But you know who can be in multiple places at the same time? God can. He's omnipresent. But me, I can't be in my body and your body. But God has such a way to break himself apart to 120 people in the upper room that he was speaking in tongues in 1, 2, 3, 4. He was rejoicing. He was in that room saying, this is that. Manifesting God.
Amen.
That's what I like about God.
Yes.
Oh, we can talk about God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit, and that's important to talk about. But it ain't just even those three. It's in the pride.
Right.
He was Son of Man, Son of David, Son of God.
Right.
Captain of the host, rock in the wilderness.
Yeah.
You come down in a mighty rushing wind.
Yeah.
Saying God the whole time.
Yes.
But the main point I'm trying to make to you tonight, God had a purpose, and Christ manifested it. But Christ wanted a church, and that same God's here again tonight.
Amen.
In a many-membered bride body.
Amen.
And thank God for grace. Because God knows that I've come to church, heard God talk to me, and went right out and done the opposite. And I needed God's grace. So want to throw that in there, because I'm not, oh, Jesus Christ in your hands. If you make one mistake, no, that's not the point. Evil's present with you. We still understand that. I'm just trying to make God real to you. that he's not just up there or he's back there in Jesus. He's in his many member bright body. He's in his word. He preaches to you every service. He's right here on the world's hands again. The ability to touch him, to text him, to call him, to hear him talk to us, and not have to wonder if it is God. Amen. We know it's God. Right. Now, there's many in the world that don't. Many Sadducees and Pharisees. Oh, there you got Brother Branham from Marriage Reports. Oh, you make yourself equal with God. He said, see, another Sadducees and Pharisees. Many people won't believe it, but they don't have to. They didn't believe Jesus the first time. But thank God you had a little receiver in you. Amen. Thank God you were like the little woman at the well. Yes. You have the ability to recognize God. You say, I believe God's talking to me. And so what happens, because God's on the inside of you, it connects with the word that comes across here, and you have a different desire than the world. Yes. Evil's present with you, and you might mess up, but you have a desire in you that amens every word of God, agrees with every word of God, and even has a desire, says, that's what I want to be. Right. Now, I'm not everything I want to be. Right. But I'm going to tell you, what's inside of me is everything it needs to be. Amen. It's the desires God. That's what God looks at. And God's here. And I'm glad I recognize him. Amen. And Brother Branham says, what are you going to do with the Jesus called Christ that's on your hands? I'm not shaking. No. Now, I approached it with fear and trembling. Yeah. Right. But now I know who I am. I recognize God. You know, the Bible tells me when he's going to come this time, he'd do this and this and this. And that's exactly what he's doing. He said he would send Elijah the prophet. He said he'd come down and open up the seals to us. We didn't even understand until he preached it. But this thing runs. This is the word. I started recognizing Jesus was on the scene talking to me. To the point here, I actually come to church, Brother Deskins, and like I said, I mess up, but I come in here and saying, God, what you got for me? I want instructions. I want correction.
Right.
Sometimes it's not even all correction. Sometimes it's just strengthening my revelation.
Yes.
Saying, Jeremiah, stop focusing on that. Focus on the rapture.
Amen.
God's helping us every service.
Right.
Dealing with deity,
yeah.
The one true God, every service.
Amen.
And we take it and we handle it. And that's what he even said in sundry times.
Yeah.
God spoke to us through the prophets and the fathers.
Yeah.
But in these last days, through his son. God's, where's he at today? There might have been a time when he had reformers and he had a prophet. But you know what he's in today? The bride of Jesus Christ. And we know we'll be saying the same thing the prophet said. He told us that. But the prophet's ain't alive right now. That doesn't mean God died. God stayed right around. Still talking to us. Still dealing with us. Still using us. And just like he was in Jesus, he's in us. I have a piece of God in me. I'm part of the Godhead bodily. Jesus is on the scene once again. Two things I want to read, and then I'm going to get down so we can do this baptism. And somebody's going to have to remind us and remind me, because I got some home. We're out of handkerchiefs, so help me remember. I'll bring some back, because I'm guilty of that, but we probably need to get some up here because I forget. Now, with that said, Christ's mission, God revealed. I just want to read it. God expressed in Jesus Christ, who was both Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Now the complete fullness of the Godhead bodily dwells in his church, the preeminence. All that God was, he poured in Christ. And all that Christ was, he poured into the church, the believers. God's still here. Right in front of us. And my other one, I'll just paraphrase. Why is it I do with Jesus called Christ? He said, church, he's on your hands. He's here today. He even put it in that same message, one with the bride, dealing with God. And thank God we haven't failed to recognize him. But many people do. But we had a little receiver, foreknown of God. He saw that we would want to serve him and amen his word. So he gave us a little predestinated seed, a part of himself. We came from God. We're going back to God. And we are living epistles, read by all men, manifesting God to the world every day. You, as you walk out of here, not just the preacher, not just me up here screaming at you and preaching and what God's using me to do, but you're going to walk out of here tonight. God don't leave you. He doesn't come and get in you and then leave you. He's in you. When you drive home tonight, as Brother Moore said, God's driving. When you maybe eat a snack tonight, that's God enjoying a snack.
Yes, it is. Right.
And when you face the world tomorrow, if there should be tomorrow,
right,
you're going to walk out and God's in you. And that's why it's sometimes good to remind yourself not to be arrogant about it or you're somebody special, but wait a minute, I'm carrying God. I am God. I say it many times to remind myself when I'm getting nervous on the human side. God's the most important person in this room right now. I might not know as good as you know about this natural thing, but I know one thing. The most important job going on right now is the one sitting here inside of me. And I will do this natural job to help me do my real job. But God's on the scene, and I even think of it like this. I'll have a job as long as I'm supposed to. They'll be blessed while I'm there, because God's there.
Yes.
Then I'll go eat, and somebody will treat me good, and I don't take light of it. I sometimes will purposely take a water, purposely take the help. And sometimes they don't even get a chance to do that, but I can see they wanted to, and I'm like, that's all it took. Because that's what the Bible teaches me. You've done it unto the least of these. You've done it unto me.
Yes.
And then I come to church and God's preaching. And he reminds me, I'm the Word. I'm what's getting preached to you. I'm the Son of Man, which is the Word made flesh. You're thinking of me sometimes floating in a cloud somewhere. That's what you think you're praying to. But I'm standing right in front of you, talking to you face to face. Oh, shake yourself, Jeremiah. Don't make it hard. You know, and really, for us, this isn't so scary as much as just a nice reminder. God's here, talking to me, helping me, fellowshipping with me. Tell me what I need to do. I got the answers when nobody else has the answers. I know the end from the beginning.
Amen.
Well, I better preach this Wednesday night. That's what James could have been thinking, but you know what? He knew what God said. I'm going to rest. You know, tell you another little story. I was got vacation this year, and I knew Brother Moore would be traveling this year. So in my mind, I thought, I'm not going to schedule vacation until I figure out what he's going to do. So I wrote him such. He wrote back, don't wait on me. Now you guys, this is going to maybe sound bad to you, but this is how I am. You don't have to tell me twice. I scheduled a vacation.
Amen.
Now, let me tell you the funny thing about it. You know when that vacation is? The week before, he's going to go to the Philippines. Now, you know, I almost want to be mad about this. But you know what? I realized, Brother Deskins, God don't want me to go on this trip. He told me, don't wait on me. Schedule your vacation. I did exactly what he told me to do. And now he's going to go on a trip where I can't do 2 weeks back to back. Not my job. We ain't going to allow that. So it's very simple. But more so, it just means you're not supposed to go. You're going to be at home taking care of the church. Okay. Now, I could make this hard. I could go home, pray about it, ask God a second time, and might end up being like Balaam and getting his permissive will. You ask me enough, all right, I'm just going to let you go do it, but I'll make it work for my purpose. And then I'm going to be out there on a limb. And I don't want that limb. I'll be miserable. Instead, I recognize God's moving. He's in his people. He's in his bride. He said, don't wait on me. I didn't need a second answer. I was serious. You can go back and read text. Don't have to tell me twice. About 2 days later, I scheduled my vacation. And I'm going to still go and I'm going to enjoy myself. Then I'll come back here and we'll take care of the church. That's what God wants to do. Now I can sit here and pray about it. Did God talk to me? Let me change my plans? No. I know how God works. I know what how he's moving. I rest in that. Matter of fact, I'd be afraid to go almost now. I ain't getting near that plane now. They're going to be lucky if I drive to the airport. I'll drive to the airport. I say they, we'll see who ends up going, but I'm just trying to express a little bit in the simple ways. That's how real God is. And when I left here Sunday, that was my main takeaway. I thought, man, he made God so real, he put him right on my hand as the Word every service. And I've had a pretty strong revelation that he's the Son of Man. And I don't always think of him up there, but every once in a while you just get shook again. So as much as you think you know, you still sometimes got me up here floating in a cloud somewhere, and I'm right here talking to you, speaking to you face to face. Don't make it harder than it needs to be.
Amen.
And for the bride, we can rejoice in knowing that.
Yes.
We know who we are. We've been born again. We don't have to be afraid of that. We're feasting on the untelling body word of the Son of Man. We're eating. That's why we come here. Hey, God's here. I'm going to hear from God.
Amen.
But there's people out there who don't even recognize. See how many empty seats there are? And Jesus Christ, God's on here in the scene, and people miss him. They think about, I'm going to go pray to him when I need something. And God bless them. I hope they get it. But I'm here knowing where God is. There's a purpose behind it. I'm not just here to see you or say hi to you and show you my new outfit versus your new outfit. I'm here for a very serious reason. What's God got for me? Because I understand he had purpose, a threefold purpose. That third fold of himself is to take him and the bride back to a Garden of Eden condition. And we're there already every way except in this body and how this earth is going to end up being. But the thing is, he's on the scene. We recognize him. But other people don't. Thank God we're one of them.
Yes. Amen.
And just listen to that still small voice in you, because God's in you too.
Yeah.
It's not only in the preacher. Amen. But we know one of his main ways of talking to us, the Bible tells us, is come here and preach.
That's right.
And give us his word.
Yeah.
You know, this is God. Now, we know this came and got alive.
Right.
But God has taken on many forms.
Right.
But his purpose was, in order for me to be understood, I got to become Jesus Christ. And he says, I'm not going to stop there. I'm going to get in the bride. Then I'm going to go back and restore the Garden of Eden condition. And this day, he's in his bride on our hands. God bless you. Now, we're going to change the order, and I got to get changed and do this baptism. So, Brother Destin, you're going to come up and testify a little bit, sing. But I need 5 to 10 minutes. So you're going to sing some songs, testify, do what you want to do. And then whoever's, I know Sister Beth is getting baptized, I believe. And I don't know if anybody else is, but the water's back here. God bless you all.
Amen.
God bless you, brother.
Amen. Let's sing a song.
Amen. Praise
him. Let somebody wants to testify. It's been said, after you hear a word like a message like that, that's the time you should have a testimony.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let's see. Sing wonderful, page 119.
Be back there making noise on live internet.
Wonderful, wonderful. Jesus is to me, Counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God is he. Brother Bram said we express him with every heartbeat. Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. He's my counselor, the Prince of Peace. The mighty God is here. He's saving me and keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise his name. It's wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. He's my counselor, the Prince of Peace. The mighty God is he. He's saving me and keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise his name. Oh, he's wonderful, so wonderful. Jesus is to me. He's my counselor, the Prince of Peace. Mighty God is he. He's saving me and keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise his. Oh, he is wonderful, wonderful. Jesus is to me. He's my
sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise his name. Yes, it's wonderful, so wonderful. Jesus is to me, he's my counselor, the Prince of Peace, the mighty God is he. He's saving me and keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer.
Baptize us to breath here, so let's bow our heads. Dear God, thank you for your many blessings.
Yes.
Thank you for a wonderful service we've had tonight, Lord. And we have Sister Beth here, Lord, and we thank you for her, Lord. We see the desire, Lord, to serve you and want to worship you. And we thank you for that. Thank you for letting her clean the church for her, Lord. Lord, we ask that you bless her and bless her in her walk and be with her. You said, be baptized in your name, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. It was a promise, Lord, and we can stand on that word. And Lord, we're standing on that. So we ask that you bless Sister Beth and bless her in her life, bless her in her raising her kids, bless her at her job, Lord. Be with her and comfort her and give her the words she needs like you do for all of us. Thank you for your leadership. We baptize Sister Beth in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 Dismissed. Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me.